What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds,
where a drunk mind speaks sober thought.
Baby!
Oh, fuck no. Please don't start, bro.
I don't even know why.
You ain't gonna even ask me how you're not gonna even ask me how my day went.
Let me take this hoe off. Because you ain't about to embarrass us today. First of all, let me just say, we had a good time in Miami for your birthday.
We did. I've had a great birthday.
I know you did. Let me see.
No.
What?
Girl, you acting like we ain't used to nothing.
Because we ain't.
I am. Don't do that.
Well, speak for yourself, bitch. I said, your very own Rolly. Remember on Sex and the City?
My very own Louis Vuitton.
I said, bitch, I know that's right. The price done went up.
Yeah, you know. It's light.
It's cute. Got the diamonds and everything. Bitch, you got doinies.
A little bizzle.
I know that's right. Crazy. That's okay, but Versace. Yeah, we gonna get that one.
You know. Shout out to my gifts giver.
Oh, he gonna get a nickname?
No.
Why not?
Cause
I feel like niggas, when they get a nickname on the show, you've made it to a certain point in their life.
Exactly. So I feel like, you know, thank you. But
yo, don't do that. Don't do that. Cause that man just got you a Rolex.
What am I doing? You don't even be letting me finish what I'm saying. All I was about to say is like, thank you. I appreciate the gifts cause I do, but it's just kinda like, you ain't even took me on a date. We talked about this though.
I gotta act like I don't know for the audience.
Okay, but yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting.
But yeah, it's like, okay, so like this guy, you know what I mean? How long he been having my number? For probably like 3 months.
I was about to say 3 years.
No, he been having my number for like 2-3 months. Okay. And we be texting all the time. And like, he was supposed to take me on a date like 5 times. Mm. But it's just always something end up happening. Mm-hmm. And then we don't go on a date. Then he'll ask me, do I want to link and go like smoke hookah and stuff. And then it be late at night. And it's like, no, I don't want to go smoke hookah and stuff. I want to go on a date. And then he even like, you know, done invited me to his house a few times. I'm not coming to your house. We ain't even went on a date. So When he bought me the watch for my birthday, I was really shocked because I had texted him. He had told me happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you. And then he was like, He said, how's your birthday going? And I was like, it's going good. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you been cheating on me. And I'm like, no, I haven't. And he was like, well, what that other nigga got you? Because I got a top him.
Baby, he seen that Chanel.
You need to not work. But that wasn't a birthday gift, though.
Ooh! Well, shit on me.
Because it wasn't.
The Don like that. Wait, side note. I gave myself a new nickname,
oh
y'all.
Oh, my God. I hate it here.
So, I finally got me, look, my, I had a good time, too. I don't mean to interrupt your story, but I need to tell them why I'm calling myself the Don. So, when Big Papa came out here, he gave me a bunch of money, and then he bought me a little bag. I got me a little Louis bag. So, I said, my name is Louis Vuitton Don.
And the whole time we was in Miami, this hoe was calling herself the Don. Anytime anything would happen, she's talking about, the Don don't like that.
She sure didn't.
But anyway.
So keep going.
So yeah, so like, you know, he was like, well, I got a top, whatever, like, this person got me. And I was like, well, you don't need to worry about what somebody else got me. Just worry about what you getting. Mm-hmm. So when I pulled up and it was a watch, I was really shocked because I thought it was going to be like a purse or something.
Right. I was honestly shocked too.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a purse or something.
He want that coochie bad. He want that coochie bad.
He do want that little coochie. He do. He cutting up.
He's Cliff not getting away from me.
Then I had to play it off like I wasn't impressed.
Bro, I was like, bitch, I got a Rolly. I know you was excited. I'm talking about, bitch, let me see.
She was like,
I got to play it cool.
Yeah, when I opened the box, I said, oh, these cute. Thank you.
You are the worst.
He's talking about, it's cute. I said, yeah, it's cute. Thank you. But yes, I mean, I don't know. He cool, though.
Yeah.
You know, he a cool nigga, but he needs to take me on a date. So I hope he see this.
So you said he was inviting you to hookah lounges. Does he smoke hookah?
I don't think he... Oh, no, he do.
He smoke hooks?
We don't like niggas that smoke hookah.
We do not like guys who smoke. I just realized this. Like, I hate when I'm somewhere and I'm smoking a hookah and the nigga like, pass me the hookah, bae.
No.
Nigga, where is your blunt? Roll that shit up, nigga. Where is your... You was fucking ordering, can I get a watermelon mint?
Girl.
No, nigga, where is your blunt?
And speaking of niggas that smoke hookah, so, like, I went to Dallas this past weekend for my best friend Jasmine's birthday.
Happy belated, and, Jazz.
Yes. Well, her birthday actually next week.
Oh, well, my sister's birthday was yesterday, so happy birthday.
Happy belated to the other Jazz.
Jasmine.
But, yeah, girl, so we went to Dallas, and she had got a section or whatever, we turning up in the section. I bought two hookahs for everybody in the section.
Big money.
You know, big
I like that.
Period.
The Dawn like that.
So that's what we about to name this episode. The Dawn like that.
Because the Dawn do like that, huh?
So I got two hookahs for the section or whatever. It was like 12 girls, but like some of them didn't smoke hookah. Mm-hmm. So I got two of them, and then all of a sudden these two dudes came. So, you know, Jasmine and I hadn't had a conversation prior to the dudes coming to the club. So I'm thinking like maybe these some cool niggas that she know from Dallas, because you know she lived there for a year.
Right.
So I'm like, maybe these some of her partners. Come to find out, she didn't even know these niggas. One of them was like the boyfriend of her homegirl sister.
Oh,
and like
shit.
The whole time that they was there, they kept begging to smoke the hookah. Pass me the hookah. Pass me the hookah.
Why, did you buy one?
No. But then they kept asking me to pass, and it's like, my nigga, I paid for this shit. Mm-mm. If you want a hookah, order one. Or better yet, why the fuck is you smoking hookah?
Where is your blunt
you
at,
could at
nigga?
Least have a Black and Mild.
At least.
At least.
A backwoods something, nigga.
Something.
God damn.
Smoking the damn watermelon men hogging the shit from all the bitches.
You scaring the bitches, bro.
You scaring the bitches away.
No, niggas love to scare the bitches off. That's their favorite activity.
And then they had bought a bottle, right? Like, for her birthday. And they was like, well, what do you drink? And she told them tequila. Why this nigga gonna order Crown Apple and nobody at the table drink Crown Apple?
Not that
first
sweet
of all,
ass
who
shit.
Who even drink Crown Apple?
Crown Apple thicker than me. I hate that shit.
I remember when Crown Apple first came out, everybody was so hype.
I was too.
People being me.
The Dawn used to love some Crown Apple now.
When Crown Apple came out, everybody was so hype. I remember I went and bought me a little Perso bottle.
Ooh.
Because I ain't eat nothing too big. I ain't drink like that back then.
You was very classy.
I was very classy back.
Giving very much classy. But yeah, why would he ask her what she drinks it?
And then to order Crown Apple. Like, that's a whole nother topic for another time. We can go in on that. But yeah, we had a great time. Okay. Then Miami was cool.
Yeah, Miami was lit.
For my birthday, like, me and Kiki.
It was like a relaxing
Jasmine vacation.
We went out at night and turned up, but we also got a lot of like R&R. And we just got a break. I feel like a lot of times people think all me and Drea do together is be like, oh, poor minds. But bitch, when we be out of town, we don't ever really even talk about the show. Like,
nah, we don't.
We just be turning up, having fun, having a good time.
And we was very lit in Miami. We ate very, very good. What?
Y'all, let me tell y'all about this girl.
Wait, what happened? Who, me? No, you better not tell them. I'll beat your ass.
Okay. I'll save it for the Patreon.
I will beat
your ass. I'm crying. You need to go to jail. You just need to go to jail. But we ran into some listeners out there. So
we
let me
did.
Just say real quick, when I saw the girl, I hope she watches this. I felt like I came off kind of rude, but I was drunk. She was like,
y'all be thinking,
she was like, Lex P. And I'm like, I was like waving at her. And then when she said your name, I realized, oh, she's a listener of the show. She was like, hey, Dre. And I was like, oh, hey. But I looked a mess. I was drunk. So if that was you, girl, I'm sorry. I was just drunk as fuck. Yeah.
We did. We met a few listeners.
Yeah, we ran into them at the airport.
I met a girl at Opera in Dallas with Jasmine yesterday. I met a girl there. She walked up to me in the club and was like, oh, my God, I love Poor Minds. I listen to Poor Minds.
Oh, I love when that
I feel like at this point, we can't go nowhere.
The Dawn like that.
The Dawn like that.
The Dawn do like that.
I like that, too.
Okay, let's get to these topics, bitch, because I feel like when we haven't recorded for a week.
We be having so much to talk about.
Okay, like we haven't already talked about these.
Like we wouldn't just on the phone on the way here.
When I walked into the meeting last week, Chad was like, why are y'all on the phone on the way to a meeting?
Just
with
like just now. When I got here.
Okay, so let's get into these topics. So this first topic came from a close friend of mine. I won't say her name because I know her nigga be watching the show. You know what's crazy?
Who?
Oh. A lot of the girls found this show from their dude. A girl actually tweeted that she was like, I found out about this show from my ex-boyfriend. I've been dealing with him for a long time. And he actually told me that he didn't want me to know about the show because it was going to empower me and I was going to leave him. And that's exactly what I did. I said, nigga, you watching this shit getting free game and you still lost your bitch? You deserve that shit.
Nah, but it is. It's way more men that listen to the show than I think that I noticed, you know?
But we're going to get into that in a second. Ooh, first things first, though, we're going to talk about if you think your man is cheating, but you not going to leave, what do you do?
Mind my business.
You're not going to say nothing at all?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because why? If I'm not going to leave.
But
to me, that's so stupid.
But you're going to allow him to continuously disrespect you with you knowing.
If you, with me knowing.
Like, you know that he's cheating. So you're not going to tell him, hey, nigga, clean this up. You got your bitches out here. Let me tell you something.
I think it just depends. I feel like a lot of the time, to me, in my personal opinion, women that choose to turn a blind eye to their man cheating on them, you're usually doing that because you need that nigga. Like, you need him financially, or you need him for some reason. Maybe y'all have kids together and you just want to keep the family together. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get divorced, whatever, whatever. So I feel like they do that for a reason. You know what I mean? So you don't want to say nothing and fuck up your situation. Me, I'm going to say something. And I'm also going to stop fucking with you, though.
Oh, so you would leave if a man was cheating. You would leave your
man. If you being sloppy about it, absolutely. Because, like, we had a conversation about this on the show numerous times, how we both feel like, you know, most men cheat. All men cheat.
Thank you.
But.
I was about to say.
Tahir said no. Tahir shaking his head.
That's a faithful man right there. That's a good man. Amen.
But yeah, so I definitely feel like with me having that mentality, I feel like my man probably gonna do him. Mm-hmm. But if you do things to where I don't know nothing about it, at least in my mind, you have a certain level, at least a little bit of respect.
Right.
A little bit.
Well, you know, because ignorance
you don't want
is
me,
bliss.
Because you don't want me to find out about it and you keeping them hoes in line. Mm-hmm. To me, niggas who move sloppy and just do whatever they want to do and don't care if they bitch find out. Number one, that nigga don't really fuck with you. Mm. And he don't care about losing you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Number two, I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't be with a nigga like that.
Right.
You shouldn't be with no nigga who don't care whether or not you know about his infidelities, you know?
Because
I think it's fucked up to cheat on your bitch, period. Right. I'm not saying that it's okay. You know what I mean? Me and Lex are never being advocates for being a cheater, for men being cheaters.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I do think, especially once you deal with certain type of men, it's kind of unrealistic.
Well, this girl that she dealing with, he ain't that certain type of man.
Oh, okay, Will.
So, let me ask you this. Your man is cheating. You're not leaving. And you know, how would you approach the situation?
I wouldn't say nothing.
You would just leave.
Do she need him? I'm just asking.
No. No, not at all.
Okay, well, then I would say something and I would leave.
I
feel like if you're going to say something, you need to leave. Because what's the point? If you say something and then you don't leave, bitch, you're not putting your foot down.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to stay, then you just showing that nigga you okay with the disrespect.
Mm.
And you okay with allowing him to keep disrespecting you and playing in your face.
Mm.
You're not about to play in my face.
Period. Not at least without me knowing.
Right.
If I know you playing,
if
you
I know you playing, you got me fucked up.
No, I definitely agree with that. Because like I said, it's a level of respect. I cannot fuck with somebody that I know is disrespecting me. It's a difference when you actually fucking know. Like I said, I agree with you. I feel like all men cheat. But it's a difference if you really don't know. Because I don't... What I tell y'all every fucking episode, I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Please don't let it show. Period. Ignorance is bliss. I want to be happy. I want to think that you're the perfect man in the world. Because the Don like that. That's what the Don like now. The Don like to be happy. I don't want no sadness.
We don't want no drama.
No more pain.
No more pain.
No drama. No more drama. I don't like that shit. So I feel like, yes, ignorance is bliss. Because sometimes different things are cheating to people. I define cheating as if you do something with someone that you cannot tell your spouse that you're doing.
Right.
Whether it's a conversation, whether it's the way somebody makes you feel, a hug, a kiss, anything that you cannot do in front of your spouse.
If you can't share that shit with me, your ass cheating.
It's a cheating situation.
And emotional cheating to me is worse.
Oh, that's way worse. Yeah, that's way
worse
fucking
worse. Sexual cheating.
I'm not gonna lie. Even I've been honest before. I've been a side chick in a situation.
Right.
So, but even being a side chick in that situation at the time, I looked at that nigga like, you are a fucked up person. Because it was like an emotional thing.
I remember.
Why you make that face? It was a struggle.
It was. I mean, that shit was deep. If I was that bitch, I would have wanted to beat your ass. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I would have wanted to beat your ass because you got me fucked up.
I mean, honestly, and I'm not trying to be... The only reason that they're together is because I cut it off. I was like...
Well, you think that they would have got a divorce?
No. I'm not... Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying that he would have or wouldn't, but I was just not about to let that shit go on anymore. Mm-hmm. It was just too fucking much, but...
Yeah.
Yes, if your man is cheating and you're not going to leave... I figure that you just need some self-esteem. If you know that your man is cheating and you're not going to leave and you're not going to say nothing,
yeah,
take up for yourself. Have some fucking pride. Like, you supposed to feel like I'm that bitch and this nigga is scared to lose me. But if he's just doing whatever and being sloppy with it, that nigga just don't care.
Make that nigga come get it back in blood, period.
Big burr.
Cause I'm just saying, like, I don't understand it, and I don't respect that. Like, I think that's the lamest shit you could do as a woman is to allow a man to disrespect you and walk all over you, and you just keep putting up with it, whether it be for like I said, financial gain, material things, whatever. It's like none of that shit is worth your dignity.
And not only that, at the end of the day,
I'm just saying that too because I'm gonna be honest. Like, I've been in a situation like that before, where I let somebody play in my face just because they was doing shit for me. Never again.
And I will say this. Once a man knows that you know that he's cheating and you're not leaving, he's gonna think of you like, damn, bitch, you pathetic. I am literally not lying to y'all. I had a situation in my family that a man was cheating on a woman. I don't want to specifically say what relatives because I don't want to get my ass beat for Christmas.
Ooh,
but a man was cheating on a woman, and it was like he was cheating on her so much, he was like, okay, damn, I got to leave now. This is pathetic. Like, it was kind of like he was like, why do you keep taking me back, bitch? Are you dumb? Literally.
So you feel like he was cheating because he wanted her to leave him?
Yeah, like sometimes
he just didn't want to do the dirty work.
Yeah, he didn't want to do the dirty work, but it's like the dirty work has already been done. But I feel like a lot of times when a nigga knows that you know that they're cheating and they're like, you still trying to act like we're this happy family, that makes him be like, bitch.
Yeah.
It's a turn off to him. I don't think any man likes to knowingly walk over a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So once they know that they're walking all over you and you're allowing that, the respect just be gone. It's a turnoff. Like, I mean, because I would be that way too. Like,
if I'm cheating,
no, as a woman, if I'm cheating on my nigga and he knows I'm cheating and he just ignoring it because he just, I'm be like, you pussy. You a pussy. Like, you're a pussy. And so I feel like men have that same feeling.
Yeah, I absolutely think that, like, that shit is trash. You know what I mean? If you, mm-hmm. But then, too, like I said, don't say something if you ain't gonna leave. Because then, like, if you don't leave, you just making it seem like you okay with putting up with the shit.
And when I was desperate.
Putting up with shit, like, when I didn't know about shit, I didn't say nothing.
And it was even desperate.
What, me?
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even saying nothing.
Exactly. It was given desperate.
But he didn't know I knew.
It was given desperate, hun. But it's okay. How? We all been there. Because it's like, why were you allowing that? Just like we just said.
But I think that, I mean, I do feel that way. But it's like, I don't want to get into that on the show. But it's like, I feel like you know why.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of reasons why. But, you know.
Yeah.
In my situation, I think sometimes... I don't know. Let me keep my comments to myself.
I'm dead. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And we are here to talk about BetterHelp.
Y'all know how much we love BetterHelp. I mean, like I always say, at this point, I feel like we be beating it in their head because we love it so much. You know, we both have counselors. We both talk to our counselors every single week. And they've been helping us a lot get through a lot of our daily issues and past traumas and things that we've been dealing with.
So. Right. I feel like if you've never tried therapy, this is your chance to try it. We've partnered with them to get y'all a discount. Mm-hmm. And we have like a user review just to let y'all know. Somebody has a counselor. His name is Hughes Gene Marcelin. And after working with him on the issues that they had concerning stress, addictions, relationship issues, and ADHD, he said he is very attentive to my needs. It's like he's reading you from the inside and knows exactly how to cure you. So, I mean, I feel like that's my experience as well. Like, yeah. I love my counselor. She helps me whenever I'm feeling in my weak moments. I'll be texting mm-hmm. her. She'll text me back. It's super quick, super easy, and you yes. do it from the comfort of your own home.
Yes. So make sure that y'all go to BetterHelp.com/poorminds. That's BetterHelp.com/poorminds. And, you know, get your little percentage off yes. for the first month. Yes.
Amen. Okay, so I'm ready to talk about this next topic. So, honestly, I really do want to know what y'all feel about that topic. I know Alexa going to clip it up for us because that was an interesting topic. So, we're going to talk about incel culture. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know what an incel is, Dre, go ahead and give them that good old definition. Roll that beautiful bean footage, bitch. You know what? You never seen the bushes?
Yeah, but like what?
Roll the beautiful bean footage.
I'm so fucking dead. Okay, incel, a member of an online community of young men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually, typically associated with views that are hostile towards women and men who are sexually active.
Mm. So literally incel stands for involuntarily celibate.
Mm-hmm.
Involuntarily celibate. So I need y'all to understand.
That means you niggas ain't getting no pussy and it ain't by choice.
And it ain't by choice. So I need y'all to understand.
Niggas.
I need y'all to understand the type of men that we're talking about before we get this started. Because you know what? I'm about to get in my bag on this one for a second. Because I don't know who the fuck has gave y'all the audacity to fucking speak. For a long time, y'all used to hide behind these fake accounts and I don't know who told y'all it was okay to be out in the open like this, but it needs to stop.
It does need to stop. You niggas are lame.
But not only that, let me make something very clear.
That's most of it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is y'all treat us, I can just speak for me and Drea. Y'all want to believe so bad that we're here because we suck somebody's dick. We fuck somebody off of the way we look. Let me tell y'all something. We are both educated. We both have personalities. And we both are ambitious women. So no matter how the fuck you
feel.
And
we fine. Go ahead and add that on there too.
No
we
matter.
Are,
but I'm just
true.
Saying, no matter how the fuck you feel, we're going to be here. And we're going to get posted on the 85 South page. So y'all need to get over that for the first
time. And posted everywhere else for that matter.
But it's just so crazy because if we didn't look like this, the opinion would be different. It's only
absolutely.
It's only because absolutely. We're beautiful women. They feel like we only got this opportunity because of how we look, and that's just not the fucking case.
It's not the case, and I feel like that's something that always is just so disheartening to me ever since, you know, our show started blowing up. I just hate that people always try to discredit us
and dumb us down
and try to make it seem like the way we look is the only reason why we here. Like, absolutely not. We definitely grinded for this shit, and on top of that, bitch, look at the material. And I'm not talking about the looks, I'm talking about the material, the content. Look at what we put out every week. Like, y'all be having us fucked up. Don't make me get in my bag.
So, the reason that we wanted to talk about this today, because it's just a lot of stuff, and we don't address online stuff ever, really. But
this needs to be addressed.
The reason I feel it needs to be addressed, because it's not only happening to us, though. We have friends that have podcasts on predominantly men-ran, you know, podcast stations mm-hmm. and things like that. So, I see it happening to everyone. Even women online, just if they want to post a sexy picture or post this and post that, it's always men and the comments going in. So, a few weeks ago, we had posted a conversation talking about we don't like when men button women's business or men that argue with women.
This was last week.
Right. Well, no. Well, by the time this... See how I be trying to... And she don't be...
I be forgetting. I forget every time.
So anyways, but it was a few weeks ago. And when they posted this clip, it was literally like 800 comments of angry men. All I was saying is, if me and you were talking about women's shit or things that pertain to us, lashes, periods, makeup, getting pregnant, anything like that, you don't need to butt in our conversation. Do you know how many times we even sit here and talked about lipstick and Tahir just sitting over there minding his fucking business, setting up the camera, doing men shit?
Because what would he have to offer that conversation?
This nigga don't know what the fuck Ruby Woo is. He don't have an opinion about it. Or Bubble
Yum Yum.
So I wanted to read some of the comments.
Some of the comments that we got.
Just so y'all can understand the things that, you know, we hear a lot.
The things we go through.
One man literally said, just off of a comment, these women will never be married. Mm-hmm. Another comment, they sound so ratchet. And this is actually a woman incel. Now, women can be incels, too.
Now, these bitches be incels, too.
She said, they sound so ratchet. I'm a woman, and I know females that start the argument. So, this goes both ways. If you don't want to argue, just walk away. First of all...
Like, girl, that wasn't even that the point even of what topic. The fuck we were saying.
But let me tell you how incels work. They don't even try to understand your logic. They think you're dumb. Well, they don't have anything to say. I really feel like people let that clip play for 10 seconds and they were just like, fuck these hoes. A lot of times when people see our faces even pop up, they don't want to hear what we have to say.
But I said this, actually, I responded to somebody's comment under the video and I said, like, the problem is people respond because they just want to have something to say. They're not really trying to understand you. People don't
They're responding to argue.
Yeah, you're not trying to comprehend. You're listening to just so you can send a response.
This nigga said, so basically just let the woman say whatever she want and shut the fuck up. Yeah, motherfucking right. Sit your in denial, no accountability, talking ass down. Stop being mad. I peeped you wrong. It's okay. So if I say...
Is he talking directly to you?
He said this in the comments.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, said it like he talking directly to you? Like,
he was very pressed. If I say I don't like how fucking Ruby Woo looks on my lips and you're that pressed to tell me that it looks good or you want to debate with me about that shit, more power to you. But all we were saying was shut up and listen to women. Listen to women.
Don't even have to listen. Just don't say shit.
You know, it is about listening because obviously y'all are going to be watching the content and y'all are going to have an opinion. That's okay. I love a good debate, male or female. I love to have a good debate. That's not what I'm talking about. But my thing is just because a woman is beautiful and you feel like she has a certain amount, like a certain standard that you can't fucking meet, that doesn't mean that she's a dumb bitch and she's a slut. They was calling us sluts. Whores. And they're calling us everything but a child of God. Okay?
It be so funny, though, when people be saying all that shit. Because I be like, damn, I would love for you to find somebody that you know that I fuck.
But you know what's also crazy, though? These are the same men that if they were in the position of making money or if they were in the position to be on our level to date us, we would be the first woman that they... We're the first type of women that they come and get.
Absolutely, but that's why it's so crazy. It goes back to, like, being in elementary school. Like, when little boys would have crushes on you and they would be mean to you.
Yes, and it's crazy.
But on an adult level, on an adult scale, it's really crazy as fuck.
And as a woman, for y'all to sit there and agree with shit like that... It's giving desperate.
Well, that's pick me culture, but again,
that's definitely pick me culture.
That's another topic for another time. Because the way the girls be pick me's in the comments is really fucking sickening.
And y'all don't understand, these are the type of men that are controlling. They don't want you to have a voice. They want you to be at home cooking and cleaning and not doing shit.
And even with you still disagreeing with the things that we say and feeling like that's gonna make a nigga choose you, he's still not about to treat you. No better.
It'd be the same girls that they be looking at us on the yacht. You remember that little Squidward meme where he like looking out the window sad as fuck?
With the bars.
Yes. And like SpongeBob and Patrick down there turning up. That's definitely me and you down there turning up.
Well, because I feel like that's what women incels are too. It's the same thing. It's like women who would love to be in the position or be doing certain things, but they just can't.
Right.
It's just, so then they choose to pick the other side.
And it's so crazy because the people who have the most shit to say about us have never even tuned into the show. Never even watched the show. Never even gave it a chance. They just saw big booties, titties, and small waist.
The people who got the most shit to say about us ain't never got no bankroll.
Ain't got no bankroll, but they never even gave it a chance. They just felt like, oh, which one of y'all suck Carlos' dick to get up there?
Wow.
That's how they think.
We see that so much in the comments, and it be like, neither.
Neither? Like...
That's the crazy part.
We did not suck. Not I sucked a lot of dick in my day, but I did not have.
Carlos did.
It was, I didn't have to suck nobody dick. Not Ryan, not Tahir, not Chad, not nobody.
Nobody that we work with.
It was hard work. And y'all don't so want to give us.
But people don't want to give us our things.
They don't.
They don't want to give us our things, but it's okay. But we here.
So, yes, it's all right. I just need y'all to know that...
We just want y'all niggas to stay out of women's business.
Continue to sleep on your mother's couch. Continue to use the Wendy's Wi-Fi to send your tweets out. And we're still going to be here.
Broke niggas talking because it's free Wi-Fi.
You know what I'm saying? That's all that it
shout
is.
To, well, no, not shout out to him. I ain't going to say that.
Ooh, shout out to who?
Because you was going to beat me up if I said it, so I ain't going to say it.
Who? So, yes, incel culture. Let me tell y'all something. We're not going nowhere. We're going to be here. Shout out to all the beautiful women with brains out there that are ambitious and doing y'all thing. Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, OnlyFans, podcast, whatever. Keep doing that shit. Okay? Because we all here for a reason.
We are. These niggas be so mad. I love it here.
It's the saltiness for me.
And that's the thing about me. Like, one thing about me, like, the hating shit, it just be motivating
it's
me.
It's literally.
It just motivate me to keep glowing up on people all the time. Like, it's like, that shit not gonna stop me from doing what I'm doing. It's
it
not
really makes me wanna go harder.
Yeah, it's not gonna make me feel like, oh, I should quiet myself down or dumb myself down and I have a voice. Like, if anything, it just makes me wanna keep turning up. I'm gonna turn up on a hater every chance I get.
Not turn up on a hater. That's a song.
Every chance I get, period.
Mm-hmm. Let me write that down.
It's a little toasty in here.
It is, girl. I'm over here sweating. It's the wine.
Good thing we ain't barely got clothes on today.
I know.
I'm sweating. Look.
Now we go. Mm. What was that from?
Under my
tongue. Oh. That fan was wet.
Where you thought it was from?
I thought it was from Heathcliff.
Legs.
Wait. Anyways,
that
now we go.
Disgusting.
Now we gonna get into
the bed.
Bow. So today we're gonna talk about how to properly spank someone. Cause I feel like you niggas do not know how to smack an ass. Like, you know what the most embarrassing thing is? When a nigga try to smack your ass and he miss all this ass.
Alex, you got your ass smacked recently.
No, I wish.
You did.
Oh, I did. Okay, y'all, let me tell you what happened real quick before we get into this topic. I was leaving the club in Miami, and this drunk-ass nigga just came up behind me and smacked my ass, and I was so fucking mad. Don't get it twisted. I was mad as fuck. I really wanted to say something, but, you know, I don't know who I'm dealing with. Niggas be hitting women, so I didn't want to do
crazy.
That. So, but I just know, like, if I was in the club with, like, you know, a nigga or somebody was with me, that wouldn't have happened. But I will say he did smack my ass good. He got a good grip on it, and I was like... Hold on! Yeah. I thought it was you at first.
Call me tomorrow.
I thought it was you at first, but I'm not going to lie. He didn't know how to smack a mean ass.
Oh, because I know how to smack an ass.
So, let's talk about the form.
Mm-hmm.
When you smack an ass, especially from the back, you have to kind of get, you know, you got to rev back a little bit. Because if you just do it real quick,
you got
to
grip it.
Yes.
And that's why Juvenile said on that song.
What?
My fingers keep slipping. I'm trying to grip that ass.
Good one.
Because you got to grip that shit.
You really
got to have the right form or your hand going to slip.
I feel like when you smack that ass, it got to follow with a grip.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to, you know, slide that
you
hand.
You got to palm it.
You got to slide that hand down there, too. Catch a little coochie.
You do got to catch a little coochie sometimes.
You
got to
catch a little coochie at the end. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel...
Only if you know her like that, though.
Well, if you're fucking her, I would hope that you know her like that.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, we not ever get... Because we just talked about a nigga smacking your ass.
Well, I'm talking about smacking your ass.
We not advocating for niggas just...
Well, I'm talking about smacking your ass during sex, too. Okay. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
Like, smacking it during sex.
I mean, I know, but I just wanted to clarify, because we just talked about that situation with that nigga smacking your ass.
Don't smack somebody's ass and grab that coochie in the club if you don't know her. Now, if you know me, that's a different story. So, yes, I feel like whenever you smack somebody's ass, it needs to have a little force behind it. Like, did you ever watch 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
And I read the books before, so they made it seem like Christian Grey was this masculine man who liked to do this and do that in bed. And the girl, when I seen that movie, he was smacking her ass like...
Yeah, he wasn't doing it right.
I'm like...
Mm. You wasn't doing it right. Let's do a demonstration.
Wait. I'm fucking dead. Okay. You gonna spank me?
Yeah. You ain't about to spank me.
I got jeans on.
Okay. You should have wore some tights.
Okay. Come on.
Get up.
I'm scared.
I can sit down.
You gonna sit down? Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. This is a lot of booty. Jesus Christ.
Let me get in position.
This is what the niggas be seeing from behind. Yikes.
They do.
Okay. All right. Okay. So.
Wait.
You gotta.
I'm scared.
I didn't want to stand up because I'm looking techie because, you know, you can only see from the waist down.
I'm scared.
But, okay, so you gotta put your hand way back here.
Uh-huh.
Hold it for a minute. You gotta lick it. And then you grip it. And then you rub it. Because, you know, it might sting. Ooh,
that do sting.
It might sting a little bit afterwards. So, you know, you got to rub on it, caress it, squeeze it some more.
I've just been violating. Mm-hmm. Mom, I'm sorry. Call me later.
I will.
That was a good spank.
It was.
My booty hand. Hurt.
My watch came off.
Not the Rolly. The Dawn like the Dawn liked that.
The Dawn hit it so
hard. The Rolly came loose. Well, now y'all know how to smack that ass.
That's how you smack that ass.
If a girl likes her ass smacked, she wants it fucking smacked. Don't be over there talking about. Run that shit up.
Leg.
I should have spanked you.
It's jiggly.
It is. It's giving very much soft.
It's jiggling, baby.
So, if y'all need lessons on spanking, we might have to make a new Patreon level. Got a little toasty in here.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we are here to tell y'all about Honey.
Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart.
I love Honey.
I love Honey, too.
It's so easy to use. Now, y'all know I got $3. So what Honey does is it automatically fills in coupons for you when you're doing some online shopping.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. And it's literally free and installs in a few seconds.
Then you just get something. What you got?
Yes, I just ordered an air fryer using a Honey discount code.
Okay.
Just last week, and I love my little air fryer. It makes things so much, like, it makes it so much easier to cook.
Yes.
Like, and things just move so much quicker in the kitchen, and I love it here.
And you love to save a little coin now.
I love it, too.
So all you have to do is go to joinhoney.com/poorminds. That's joinhoney.com/poorminds, and you can start getting your savings right now, okay?
Period. Mm-hmm. What we gonna call that level?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the Dawn. That might be the Dawn level.
We done gave them kiss tutorials. Now we done gave y'all a spanking tutorial. What the fuck is next?
I'm fucking dead. Okay, so now we're gonna get into the bop. Hey.
Rabop.
Ooh. You sounded exotic. Rabop. Okay, so I'm so excited to talk about this bop of the week. We're bringing her on the show, period.
Yeah, we gotta have her on the show.
Gotta have her on the show. So,
this was your bop the other week too, right?
No, I've never made this my bop. Why don't people? Because somebody else said that to
I
me too.
I thought you had a bop by the, well, not by, but by the same person, right?
No, this is the only song I know by her. No. Anyways, you know, I haven't had a rap song as my bop in months.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a rap song as my bop today. So this girl is from Houston. She's a rapper, and let me just say, Houston is doing a damn thing right now, musically, especially with the women. So this song is called Beating Down Your Block by Mona Leo.
Mm-hmm.
She came in that bitch talking shit, like, came on the track, used the Beating Down the Block beat. So if you don't know Beating Down the Block, that's a classic.
Beating Down Your Block, knocking bitches off the wall.
Like, if you, that's a classic Houston song.
If
you're from Houston. So, if you use this beat, like, you gotta come in hard. So,
mm-hmm.
She came in, rolled that beat hard, talking shit, young, pretty. I love to see a young, pretty bitch rapping.
Me too.
I love pretty bitch
rapping. Pop your shit, queen.
Yeah, she said, young, rich bitch, feel like I got something to prove. Slap the shit out me a nigga if he acting like a fool. And that's on fucking period. She got a lot of swag to her.
Mm-hmm.
And to say this is her, like, first big single, I see it. I said the same thing about Meg when she had that freestyle. I'm going to go find the Poor Minds episode. It was like 2 years ago.
We definitely did talk about Meg before. We talked about City Girls. We talked about City Girls before they got
big. And everybody was like, I'm telling y'all.
Nah, people was hating on the City Girls and Meg.
They was hating on the City Girls and Meg. I'm like, she got it. This Mona Leo girl, she definitely got it. So, yeah, that's my bop of the week, Mona Leo. It is the egg. It's starting to talk big. So, yeah, Mona Leo, beating down your block. Shout out to Houston, H-Town. So,
my bop of the week is Sorry Not Sorry. It's off of DJ Khaled's new album.
Fire.
Which is featuring Nas and Jay-Z. If you know me, you know I love Jay-Z. So, in Jay-Z's verse, he said, "Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery. Humbly. Not respectfully. Period." No, for real, though.
I like the B line.
Jay-Z be popping his shit.
Spit the B line, the first line, when he said something about B's.
Sorry, that's another B. Hater still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
Period.
One thing he gonna do
he
is
gonna
grab
his bitch out.
He gonna shout the queen out. Period.
We love to see it. Shout out to Beyonce and Jay-Z. We love it.
Yes, I feel like Jay-Z was talking this shit, and the fact that him and Nas collab, because it's been so long. Like,
and they
it's
had
been
beef
like,
back in the day.
Still to this day, like it was just
I
like
say still
no,
to this day.
It's still like a little competitive thing. Because I'm not gonna lie,
I mean,
Nas' verse was fire, but Jay-Z came with that heat. Because
well,
he knew he
it's
had.
Jay-Z.
But I'm just saying, he went too hard, nigga. It's levels of hard. You went too hard,
but
nigga.
He always do. That's why he Jay-Z.
I mean, true. But like I said, it's been a long time fucking coming. I actually like the song Where I Come From with Buju Banton. I hope I said his name right. Bounty Killer and all like the Jamaican legends on there. That shit is so fucking hard.
One thing DJ Khaled know how to do is put together a great collaborative album.
Now,
in my personal opinion, I always like his album.
Now, some he be missing sometimes. I ain't gonna say that.
You didn't like the last one?
No, I'm not saying like the album is a miss. I'm saying sometimes his tracks be missing.
Oh, yeah, some of the tracks, yeah, but
I will say he loves reggae. I can tell he loves reggae music. For the video, he went back to Jamaica, had everybody in that bitch. That hoe is hard.
Yeah.
That song is fucking hard. Like, oh, it gave me chills.
DJ Khaled be doing what needs to be doing.
I started to dutty wine.
Do you know how to dutty wine?
No. But I
we got to bring Lynn on the show one day.
We are. Shout out to Lynn.
Shout out to my friend.
Our Jamaican queen. Okay, so I wanted to do a quick movie topic real quick.
Yes. Let's do it.
Y'all know we love to talk about movies. Thank y'all. Let me tell you, Amazon, cut the check.
Amazon got, for real, I swear to God, because when you told me to rewatch it, I went on Netflix, wasn't on there. Then I went on Hulu, wasn't on there. I went to Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime got everything.
Amazon Prime got everything.
But I'm talking
now,
about...
I got some ads, but
Amazon
right.
needs to cut the check for Secret Society, because everybody watched that hoe.
Yeah.
Literally, we had so many... Cut the check. We ain't doing no more free promo now.
We not. Y'all need to go ahead and give us a little sponsorship. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I wanted to talk about The Devil Wears Prada. Because when I first watched that movie and watching it as an adult, I was so fucking baffled. You don't understand why I'm baffled?
No.
So what do you think about the movie before I get into my spiel?
Okay, so the movie came out in 2006. Little backstory. Came out in 2006. So I was like 14.
Ooh.
It used to be one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
I think it's a great movie. Why are you bad? That's
Meryl
what I'm saying.
Meryl Streep.
Like, Meryl Streep did what needed to be done.
Beautiful.
Anne Hathaway. I think it was a great movie.
Let's talk about...
Jennifer Hudson with it. I'm thinking about Sex and the City. I'm true.
But let's talk about how her friends and her boyfriend were fucking haters. Because
indeed,
I think when the movie came out, everybody was like, "Oh, she chose her man and her friends and fuck that shit." Yeah. You got an opportunity at the biggest fucking magazine in the world, and you talking about no, and you want to go back to New York with your broke ass boyfriend who makes sandwiches? Hell no! Because you know her character was after what's the Vogue lady name? What's the Vogue lady name with the short hair and the glasses?
I know he's talking about Anna.
And Anna Wintour.
Yeah.
So her character was modeled after Anna Wintour or whatever. So in our terms, she was working at Vogue.
Right.
And the boyfriend was like, oh, you're changing. You're different
now.
And
she is. That's what happens when you level up.
That's what happens when you fucking level up. Then, remember when
she definitely leveled the fuck up.
Remember when the BDB was liking her?
Yeah.
And her friend was like, oh my God.
You've changed.
You've changed. Let me tell you something. Drake.
And why they made her black?
Bitch.
That's what I'm like. Why y'all have to make her a black girl? Because if it was me, I would be like, bitch.
Period.
Girl, bitch, your BDB queen.
Her man was working
at the sandwich shop.
Her man was working at the sandwich shop. And then the new man was like trying to get her a job, get her opportunities. He didn't do nothing
BDB
wrong.
BDB behavior.
It was very much BDB behavior. Because when I was thinking about it,
and
like,
he was cuter.
Whenever I watched the movie, I was like, oh, he's pushy. He's this. No, he just wanted to see her win and he liked her.
There was that Karen jumping out back in the day.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
But now.
Because I always was like,
why she didn't go with him? Why she didn't go with him? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. I will say this. Aunt, what was her character's name? And was it Andy?
I forgot.
Anyways, Anne Hathaway's character was dumb. Stupid. How they say it in New York?
Stupid.
Stupid. And I just feel like if y'all ever rewatched The Devil Wears Prada.
Now, her character was very dumb. She sacrificed a lot.
You sacrificed
just to
a
be
lot.
With that. Nigga.
You could have been a Vogue editor by now.
But
and then now
also,
look at you.
But I will say this, too. I think the movie ended up the way that it ended up because initially that was never what she wanted to do anyways. So I think it was kind of like trying to portray that she got lost in the sauce a little bit and like lost in, you know, knowing who she is. And then she ended up coming back to that at the end of the movie.
That's cool, but now you're
but
poor.
I'm just, I mean, right, but I'm... I'm just saying, I believe that that's why it ended up that way. Because
sometimes,
in the beginning of the movie, remember, she never wanted to be, like, working in the fashion industry. She just wanted to be a reporter.
Well, I never wanted to be a podcaster talking about sucking dick, but here the fuck we are.
But you always like sucking dick, so here we are.
God.
See where I'm going with this?
No, I don't.
Fashion wasn't ever her forte. Sucking dick is yours.
Points were made.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I think that's why I ended up
okay,
like that.
Okay, all
I do right. And I will say this. When it comes to life, I do feel like if you're not, if it's not what you want to do, then sometimes you do got to pass up opportunities because it's like you might get a better opportunity and it might be something that you actually want to do. Like, she passed it up, but then she might end up working for CNN.
Might.
I would rather work for Vogue.
But what
me.
I'm saying is, but they all said, like, during the movie, they were like, if she doesn't like you, it's hard to get opportunities. Sometimes you got to do shit you don't want to do to get where you need to be, though. That's where I'm at with it.
Like, I think she did that, but then she didn't want that nigga to leave her. Can't relate. Because I'll tell a nigga
I'm
bye.
I'm not about to hold a nigga that making pepperoni sandwiches down. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. Meatball subs.
Baby. No, ma'am. Okay, so I just wanted to talk about that real quick. So now we're going to get into my favorite segment.
Okay.
I love this. If you want your question answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. This is called Pour Your Heart Out, where we give you the best advice that we can, okay?
We try. You know we do
be trying.
What we can.
Okay, you want to go first?
If a man wants to just be friends with you, but the woman really wants to be in a relationship and the man continuously shoots you down, do you put your pride aside and just be friends or do you cut him off completely?
I feel like if you can handle being friends, then be friends. But don't be like no Nikki Parker and Professor Ogilvy type shit. Like, don't do that.
Hey, Professor Ogilvy!
Hey, boo!
That was a little excessive.
That's what I'm saying. So if
I cringe. Don't get me wrong. That show is so fucking funny. But I literally cringe watching it because it's so cringy.
Don't get me started. You know I watch that show every day.
It's so cringy. Like, yeah. Nikki used to be tripping.
And she was too good for him if you really.
She really was. Like, for real.
But anyways, but yeah, I feel like if you can handle
being.
She was
a triple A.
I'm dead. She was. I.
She was doing Lady of Jeep. She had her shit together. An entrepreneurial queen. Running after this community college professor.
He wrote her, literally, he wrote her a letter and said, "Dear Nikki." She said, "Dear, my man loved me." I said,
brother.
Enough is enough. But anyways, back to the question. I feel like if you can handle being just his platonic friend, then you can do that. Sometimes you do want people in your life rather than not at all. So as long as you can handle being a platonic friend, I don't see nothing wrong with it. But if you're going to be making him uncomfortable, trying to flirt with him, trying to make him change his mind, then you need to cut him off.
I mean, as a woman, I feel like you shouldn't be running after or trying to be with a man that doesn't show genuine interest in you.
Men don't like to be chased. I don't care what y'all say.
Yeah, I don't know why some women think that. That's why the whole bitches proposing to niggas shit is weird.
Sliding a nigga DMs is weird to me.
That as well, but I'm taking it a step further with the proposing shit. Like, men don't like to be chased. I feel like if a man want to marry you, if a man wants to be with you.
Chrissy Lampkin said, "Now why am I in it?"
Who?
Chrissy? Jim Jones' girlfriend?
Married?
No. But she proposed to him. She said,
"Are they married?
Now, why am I in it?"
Are they married?
No.
Points were proven. That's the point I'm making. Like, that's cool and all to take the first step to, like, propose to somebody. But I feel like if a man really want to marry you, he going to propose to
right,
you.
I agree.
And then y'all will be married. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just feel like, why are you worried about somebody who not showing interest in you? There's plenty mm-hmm. of men out here who will show genuine interest in you, who do want to date you. Stop wasting your time running behind somebody who don't want you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then if you do start dating somebody else and then he starts showing interest or whatever the case may be, then maybe y'all could explore that. But then I wouldn't even want to.
Yeah, that's what I was about
to
say.
At that point, I wouldn't even want to because it's like, you didn't want me when I wanted
you. He don't want you to be with nobody else. It's just weird. So,
it's a no for us,
dog. The Don don't like that. Question 2. Me and my best friend have different schedules and live in different states. I do everything I can to see her when we both have time, but lately it seems as though things have been on a rapid decline because of our communication skills. She is a November Scorpio and I'm an August Leo. Hey! So things can get crazy. I was thinking about asking her to go to therapy. I remember y'all talking about going through a rough patch in y'all's friendship. Can you give me a few pointers on what I should do? Please help. The love is still there, but we are going through a rough patch.
Ooh,
and
child,
we know we're thinking too about a rough patch.
And you know they're going to be mad because they get tired of us talking about these, but we don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
It's so fucking funny.
Woo! We are so funny.
We so goofy.
Stop!
What?
Okay, so I will say this. We just had this conversation the other day. I feel like in order to move past anything, when you're dealing with anyone, mom, dad, friend, you have to take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't want to see what they've done wrong mm-hmm. and they want to continuously blame the other person. So, I mean, I don't mean to bring this back to me and you, but I feel like the first step in me and you healing in our friendship was like, you know what? I was doing this to Drea. I was purposely saying things, purposely pushing your buttons. So
antagonizing.
I was definitely doing a lot. But you also was like admitted to the things that you were doing
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the first thing is y'all both have to be on the same page as like recognizing what you've done to hurt the other person
mm-hmm.
and be really wanting to change it. Because you said the love is still there. And I think that was the most important thing with me and you. Even though we like could not get along, there was still love there.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of business.
I think that's why we continue with the show, though. We say that all the time. Like, it was just kind of because it got to a point in our friendship where, like, we really wasn't fucking with each other to the point that, like, the only communication we would have was every week when she would come over to my house and
that was it.
We would record the show.
We would see each other on Tuesdays, and that was it.
Right, and that would be it. So I think that, you know, because we loved each other so much and we didn't just want everything to completely be done, we still held on to, like, that little piece that kept us together, which was the show. Mm-hmm. So I 100% agree with Lex. I feel like, you know, both parties have to take accountability and then you have to do the work to have a better friendship and a better relationship. I think that's the problem with a lot of people. People just give up on things or, you know, throw things away because a lot of people don't want to do the work because it's much harder to do work than to just be like, fuck this shit.
Like Tyrese said, throwing the towel.
When did he say that?
He said throwing the towel on the verses.
I'm dead.
But he said T-I-L-E.
But no, so yeah, it's much.
Shout out to Tyrese. We still love you over here.
I am so keep it that way. But no, yeah, it's much easier to just, you know, give up on shit right, than to actually do the work to make things work out. Mm-hmm. So I think that if you, like you say, the friendship is still, I mean, the love is still there in the friendship, then I definitely think that y'all should.
We didn't ever get to the point to where we had to go to therapy, but I think that would have been an option if it was an option for us, you know, then financially. I had $3 there. I couldn't go to therapy. But if, like, now we weren't getting along and, like, we needed to go to therapy, I definitely would. All right, question three.
And Scorpios are very intense people.
Very intense. And me being, you said you're an August Leo. I'm an August Leo, so I know you be in your feelings about it. You be overthinking a lot of things. And I have dated a November Scorpio, even though this is a friendship, so.
I was friends with a November Scorpio. We not friends no more. Not to, you know, make you feel bad or nothing, or
who?
The girl.
Oh.
Because I was saying I'm not friends with the girl who I was friends with that was a November Scorpio. It was too intense. Yeah. It was way too intense. Yeah. I didn't have time for this shit. Mm. But anyways, next question. I'm newly single and staying this way for a while. I haven't been in years and I owe it to myself to chill out a bit. I want to have some fun, even though I'm going to be blah and numb for a while from the breakup. I'm not even referring to sex, but freeing fun, like dancing and darn near flirting with whoever. I don't even want to hit up anyone yet because I'm not even trying to entertain someone right now. If/when I do get ready, do y'all recommend actually hitting up a number that was given to me? Do y'all give y'all numbers out to guys or take theirs? Do y'all play coy when a guy first introduces himself to you? And if I do reach out first, what the heck do I say besides, hey, I'm a terrible texter, but I also don't like talking on the phone so that someone isn't a stranger anymore. I guess this is an oxymoron if I'm trying to get to know a person.
Well, I'll say the first thing you said is if and when I do get ready. So don't even do this until you're ready, because you're going to be wasting your time and wasting somebody else's time. Mm-hmm. It's okay to take your time out and heal. I think a lot of people are scared to be alone. They don't like to be alone. There is so much power in healing, because let me tell you something. I went through a situation where I was dating somebody that wasn't healed and it was hell for me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's not fair to yourself or fair to the other person if you try to, you know, open a door when the other one isn't closed. So definitely make sure you're healed. Take your time. But yeah, once you're ready to get out there, if somebody gave you their number, hit them up. Hey, what's up? This is Lex. You gave me your number at such and such. What you up to?
Mm-hmm.
Easy way to start a conversation. But I feel like whenever you're ready, that conversation is going to flow. It's going to be easy. She said, do you give your numbers out to guys or take theirs? I typically, if it's somebody I want, I'll give you my number.
Yeah. If it's somebody I don't want, I'm going to take your number.
Yeah, like.
Because sometimes I just think that's easier, because some niggas be just way too adamant and too pressed. Mm-hmm. So it's just easier to get them out your face if you just, you know, go ahead and take their number. But she said, I'm a terrible texter and I also don't like talking on the phone until that someone isn't a stranger anymore. But it's like, how do you get to a point to where you get to know somebody if you're not texting them or talking to them on the phone? Mm-hmm. How are you going to get to know them? So I think
she did say it was an oxymoron, but like you can set up dates then. Let them know. It doesn't have to be a date, or y'all could just go to happy hour during the day, something light, mm-hmm. not a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? So I get it though, because unless like I really fuck with you, in the beginning stages, I'm not a good texter either. And I don't like to be on FaceTime either. Like, yeah. I'm a face-to-face person. So I definitely feel her on that. We just got to get to the point to where we're seeing each other. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel you on that. And she also said, do y'all play coy when a guy first introduced himself to you? Coy ain't in the Dawn vocabulary, nah.
Yeah. If I'm interested, no.
There ain't no playing coy around here. It's either, hey, or let me suck your dick. It ain't no in between.
All right, question number four.
Okay, I recently went through a situation where a friend of mine misinterpreted a tweet. In hindsight, I understood how she could have taken the tweet personally. However, in the moment, I was not thinking about her when I wrote the tweet. Apparently, a mutual friend of ours decided to send her the tweet and discuss my intentions with her instead of me. At no point did anyone come to me, and I didn't realize the tweet was an issue until I reached out to the friend and realized she was ignoring me. I reached out again to make sure I wasn't tripping, and that's when I realized she blocked me on social media. It was odd to me that she talked to everyone else except me about the issue. I reached out to apologize. However, she never apologized for going so far as blocking me and telling everyone except me what the issue was. Am I wrong for officially ending our friendship? I just think that if you're someone I talk to on a regular basis, it was over dramatic and very unnecessary to handle the things that she did over a tweet.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too, especially considering that she was reaching out to other people and talking to them about it instead of talking to you about it.
Because, like, we've been through this before. You had posted something on social media and I didn't run to this person to run, go look with Drake. I said, is this about me?
So, and I said,
yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the conversation went. But that's what friends do. If we friends, we gonna talk about it. If I ever see Drea post something or Killa, Lauren, anybody, Allie, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, hey, what's up? What we got a problem? And it could have been nipped in the bud right now. You could have been like, oh no, girl, this is about such and such because I did this and then that and that will happen. And it could have ended.
I think that's the problem with a lot of people. People take shit way too far. It's like you taking shit too far, in my personal opinion, when you start involving other people. Because other people don't need to be involved in a friendship that is two people. Mm-hmm. It's me and you, so we should be able to handle our problems accordingly and deal with them between the both of us. Why do you got to get all of these other people involved?
And I think that's one thing that helped with us too, because we would confide in our friends, but our friends never got involved.
Right, because like friends Jordan
never
get involved.
Jordan never like blocked me or used to shake. Like Jordan never got involved.
Right.
Lauren never got involved. Mm-hmm. Like none of our friends ever got involved in us not getting along.
Right.
So I feel like you're not wrong for internet friendship. Some people just don't be solid.
Yeah, some people don't be solid. People be childish as hell. You know what I mean? Because to me, that's childish behavior. That's not moving like a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You ready? I'm about to sing.
I don't be knowing if I'm ready. I don't know.
So, first of all, let me say this was a request.
From who?
From whoever runs the Poor Crew page. I don't know who it is.
Shout out to the person that runs the Poor Crew
fan page, y'all. So make sure y'all follow
them. Make
sure y'all
follow them. Is it Poor _ Crew?
No, it's just Poor Crew.
It's just Poor Crew. Okay. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all follow Poor Crew.
Yes, when the audio drops, they be posting. When the visual drops,
everything.
They be posting. Sometimes they don't even post
the
clip.
We might need to put them on payroll.
You know what I'm saying? So yes, they actually requested this song, and it is so funny because I have a story about this song.
Pass me the wine, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's wrong? No.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I need to get my vocals up. Mm-hmm. So, I told y'all I used to be in the studio, right? And I used to want to be a singer so bad. When I was in fourth grade, I sang this song at the talent show.
Damn, it's that old. It's a old-ass song.
Ma'am. Anyways, I sang this song fourth grade at the talent show. So when they asked me to sing this, I said, you ain't said nothing but a word. You ain't said nothing but a... Oh, sorry. That's what you get for trying to look. You know these are weapons of mass destruction.
They are.
So, yes, I sang this at fourth grade, and I just remember after I sang it, everybody was like, wow, the voice of an angel, the next Whitney Houston, if you will, a superstar.
If you won't.
A superstar in her own right. So,
I know you fucking lying.
I just want to say thank you to my fans, my family, the supporters of my singing career, because it's coming back, period. You ready? Are you ready? Because you gonna join in. I know you know this song.
Do I? You always be assuming I know stuff, and I don't be knowing.
Just snap with me. You ready? You ready? Nod your head, and I'm going to start. Just one nod.
How did you get here? Bitch, I caught the buzz.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm trying that love thing for the last time. My heart says no, no.
Bitch, your heart can't talk.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
But you came along and changed this was not mine. Grade. I swear to God, yes it was. Google it, bitch. Now, before I was rudely interrupted, I've spent all my life on a search to find a love will stay for eternity that heaven sent to fulfill my needs. But when I turn around, again love has knocked me down. My heart got broken, though it hurt so bad. I'm sad to say love wins again. So I
place my heart under lock and key.
Ooh, yeah.
Take some time and take care of me.
But I turn around and you're standing here. Standing here. All right, cut. All right, cut the camera.
Nobody.
No. Anybody? Nobody?
Nobody. Because okay. We ain't going to even try it.
Shout out to Deborah Cox. That was a fucking bop.
Shout out to Miss Cox.
Period. And yes, it was fourth grade. For me, you are a child.
I swear.
Maybe it was either fourth grade or fifth grade.
I remember... Only reason I said it wasn't fourth grade for you is because you're only 2 years older than me. And I remember being...
I'm telling you what I did.
A little kid on the bus. Like okay. Maybe like
I
five.
Sang,
when I heard this song for the first time.
I sang a Tamar Braxton song. What was the other song? It was a Tamar... Either I sang Tamar first or Deborah Cox first. But I know it was either fourth or fifth grade. Mm. I promise you, bruh.
I mean, maybe it was. Maybe I was seven. Because second grade, you are like seven. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Shout out to Deborah.
Shout out to Miss Deborah, hun.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure y'all get that new merch that's about to drop. It already dropped at this point.
The pack in.
The pack in. Make sure y'all get y'all merch. PoorMinds.com. AskPoorMinds@gmail.com. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Let me look at when this song was made.
Please. Because, excuse me. I just burped.